Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
You're looking perky today.
Thank you. I'm feeling perky.
You know, once a week you get up when it's dark.
Yeah, it's dark, but it was nice and crisp and cool and wow.
Gee, it's almost like fall, huh?
Almost.
Hey, you know, our phone number's here, 605-456-7, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Not so fast there, Bad Bob. Say good morning to your fans out there. And you've got millions out there.
Fans. I have a ceiling fan.
You know what? There are Bad Bob fans.
I have several ceiling fans. Well, good. And good morning to you, sir. And good morning, Trish.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Fair. You know, it's.
How was the ride in? Was it crisp?
It was very nice. Same thing when I took my dog out, little Mocha, out to do her morning thing. It was noticeably darker. You could see the stars, and in spite of the smoke, and it was a beautiful morning.
Yeah, Mocha.
It's the name of my dog.
Mocha.
Because she's about that color.
Is she like as big as a cup of coffee here, or is she larger?
Oh, she's about 20 pounds.
Oh, okay.
Little beagle cross.
All right.
Rescue doggy.
Oh. And Trish.
And it's 63 degrees as we speak this morning in the downtown studio. Going to be sunny with a high near 90 today. Calm wind becoming south around 6 miles to the hour in the afternoon. Mostly clear tonight with a low around 62. Sunny with a high near 94 on Friday. And on Saturday, 96, it's going to be a little cooler, a little crisper, cooling off at night into the 60s. The weather is always brought to us by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards. Tonight?
Pizza night.
There you go. Pizza night, Sporting Clays, it's getting cooler. Well, of course, we've still got some hot weather, I believe. Today is the 1st of August. And I think we get some pretty hot weather in August.
Yes, we do, and clear until September.
Did you know that there are 1,000 occurrences already this year? They've had the lowest temperatures that they've had in history.
Is that global warming?
Well, I'm just talking about the United States. They've had lower temperatures than they've ever had.
But Trish remembers 1988, long before anybody had ever heard of Al Gore, at least on the national scale. You remember the summer of 88, August, Trish?
Oh.
You hear people, when you mention that, people who've lived in Reading their whole lives cringe. Because it was 100 degrees every stinking day of August of 88.
Well, so far we've already broken that record of not being 100. But speaking of records, I know we're going to hear there's probably some records being broken right now on Wall Street as we listen to our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 141 points at 15,640. The S&P 500 is positive 15 at 1,701. And the NASDAQ is positive 38 at 3665. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 30 cents at $14.90 and Chesapeake Energy Corporation up $1.62 at $24.92. Turning to stocks of local interest, Tri-County's Bank is up 37 cents at $22.03, and Pepsi is up 63 cents at $84.17. The bond market has lowered prices this morning, which has increased the 30-year Treasury yield to 3.72%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up $2.39 at $107.42. Gold is up $7.70 at $1,320.70, and silver is up 8 cents at $19.72. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Kathy, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 right here on KCNR. You know, they're local people and they're working for you. They're working for you in Wall Street, you know, to give you the best advice. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 or stop by their offices on Park Marina Drive. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. I want to come back. We've had a young man killed in action in Afghanistan from Red Bluff. I want to talk a little bit about him. And then immigration, there's a plea for help from the state in water and what's happening to our environment, and the state is turning them down to help people in Butte County. And you're going to, I mean, just blatantly turning them down, send them back a letter, say, we're not going to do that. We don't care about your water quality. We don't care what's happening to you out there. If you can believe this, this is the same the water quality people that go after lumber and businesses and all this. We'll talk about that and reasons why. Then there's just a number of other things we want to talk about, Trish and I. Trish Clark, Carl Bott, this is KCNR 1460. We'll be right back.
Another energy savings tip from Reading Electric Utility, REU. Need a new pool pump? Consider replacing with an Energy Star variable speed pump and save hundreds of dollars per year or more. Operating pool pumps before 2:30 p.m. and after 6:30 p.m. relieves the electric grid. Good for you, great for our community. For more energy saving tips or rebate information, visit us at reupower.com or call 339-7300. REU. Together, we can save energy.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say that.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows, Director for Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. If you're a post-9/11 veteran who served active duty, National Guard, or Reserve, I want you to know that Homeward Bound is here for you. Homeward Bound offers a variety of local services for you and your family, such as family counseling, emergency services, job search, vehicle assistance, just to name a few. And we offer a place of solidarity for you and your family. Our offices are co-located at 3711 Meadowview Drive, Suite 100, with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, which honors our veterans from the Revolutionary War to Afghanistan. The hours we are open are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. For more information or services, or if you'd like to donate to Homeward Bound, please call 378-8046. That's 378-8046.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue, off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. Alexis Ashby is going to be standing in there, and who wrote that the world famous book, "Standing at You," standing at the altar in your underwear. So I mean, you got Allie is just she is a fireball,
and it's a cute book. It's worth the read. It's got a lot of good information in it. Certainly, if you're
for brides.
For brides.
And wedding planning. Yeah.
And wedding planning and just some other interesting little tidbits. She's got a good way of presenting her information.
Does. Yeah, we'd like to talk about a specialist, Nicholas Burley of Red Bluff, killed in action.
22 years old.
Killed in action in Afghanistan, from indirect fire. It wasn't an IED. Indirect fire, mortars, rockets, artillery is what indirect fire is. Graduated from Red Bluff Union High School in 2009 and went into the Army. He was planning on heading to Italy and was learning Italian. Our hearts are, my heart is sad, and our prayers go out to his family.
Absolutely. You know, we owe them so much that they take their young lives and put them out there for us and,
yeah.
And
you get, when they come back, broken or damaged or wounded, and it not necessarily from scars that show or they've lost a leg, but being from post-traumatic stress or other trauma that they've suffered, and they come home to people that in many cases just pay lip service to their injuries. The unemployment rate for our veterans is extremely high. Compared to the average, it's up 15%, 16%, 17%, and compared to 9% or 8%, whatever it is now, they have they're depicted in movies as being in many cases as being explosive personalities. They have you have a president that says, how much we owe our veterans, and yet we have a million case backlog in the Veterans Administration. The state here has had a chance to open up this veterans home 2 years ago and chose not to. Chose to open up, start a bullet train. And I'm not trying to make this a political thing, but you know what? These young men and women are losing their lives. Why isn't there on the front page of the paper 6,698 killed? And people are still dying in a war that nobody really can figure out how to, what's the impact? I mean, if you left tomorrow, would anything change in Afghanistan?
I certainly not an expert in military matters or in any of the things you're discussing. I only know what I feel as an American, and I feel like we're not doing enough. We're not holding the elected officials accountable for the way they treat our military. We seem to go in and we make a big splash about we're going to be in a war, but we have no exit strategy. We have no plan while we're there, and we seem to tie the hands of the people we send to represent us.
We've had seven commanders. We've had a different commander every year in Afghanistan that Obama's been
the plan?
Been the president. I'm not sure. It's Obama's fault. Well, yeah, part of it is, but I think that getting into this, for the reasons we went in and then it was over and then going back into it and then pushing 30,000, 40,000 more. Now we're on our way out. But at the end of it, I have not heard President Obama come out and, he gives speeches on everything, but come out and say, this is the strategy. It's clear. It's concise. And we're going to get people out of here. Specialist Nick Burley's family. Deserve that. They deserve at least that to say, okay, he was there. He loves his country. He joined the military. He knew he was going to go to war. And people say, they don't know. They know. They know when they join. They've known since 2001. When you join the military, your chances of going to combat are good, especially if you're an infantryman or anything to do with that. You know you're going to go to war. So the young man had the courage to do that. But so now the question is that he not die in vain? And the other part of this is that when he comes home that we as a community here in the North State support his family and that we be there for them and for him.
Well, and finally, you indicated that Obama's fault. I happened to listen to one of his campaign speeches yesterday as he's traveling the country and just snippets from it. And what I heard is the same thing I've heard since day one. Didn't happen on his watch. I mean, he's not responsible for anything that has occurred. He'll go right down the list of, we had unemployment when I was elected. We had this when I was elected. We had this when it didn't happen on my watch. He's been in office now for 5 years.
Well,
and he's not responsible still for anything.
Well, he owns it all now. And
not in his mind and not in his speech. And you know, Carl, that's part of the problem is that it appears to me when I listen to people that whatever the press and this administration say, a good part of the public's buying it. It's discouraging to me when they just stand there and lie and the people are buying it.
Well, I don't know. His approval ratings are dropping rapidly. The programs that he's trying to push through are meeting a lot of resistance. And I think that the bottom line, though, is that, you know, it's one thing to say, okay, I'm not going to support I want to open up Medicaid to everybody in the United States. It's another thing when you keep putting people in harm's way that the result of a bad decision isn't $1 billion. It's a young man's life. And this is the thing that we need to talk about. But as I said, we need as a Northern California to come together and support the family of Nicholas Burley and to do what we can to make his final journey back here as honorable and as memorable as we can.
Absolutely.
We got to take a break. We'll be right back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Shasta Library Foundation presents Taste of Thailand, Saturday, September 7th at the Holiday Inn. Taste of Thailand is a unique evening featuring a culinary marketplace of Thailand, beverages, silent and live auctions, and cruise giveaway. Come enjoy this fabulous event, Taste of Thailand. Reserve your seat or table now. Call 246-0146, 246-0146, or go to ShastaLibraryFoundation.org for more information. Tickets on sale at Enjoy the Store, Red Fox Boutique, and the Friends Bookstore. Taste of Thailand, September 7th.
The home of good health in Redding for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Redding community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for 3 generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Redding.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to thank everyone for your business. We just got another load of propane bottles in and a few more forklift tanks, so come by and fill up before the price goes up. We have ethanol-free 93, two-cycle oil, bulk oil in our container or yours. We have in Redding clear diesel and gasoline. The construction is done, so bring your boats and motorhomes in, and we'll take care of you. If you're thinking about an on-demand kerosene hot water heater, give Johnny a call, and he'll work you up an estimate. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to a real person and not a recorder. In Corning, Weaverville, and in Redding, on Saturday, open till 3:30 at 273 and Wyndham Lane. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back. Carl Linda Bott. Yes. On the spot with Linda Bott tonight with Trish Clark. It's Thursday.
Yes, it is.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Mike Huber and Estate Granite. What can I say about them? They do amazing jobs. When you talk about granite kitchens, bathroom makeovers, forever furniture, and the ultimate lucky smoker, Mike is our builder. He's builder of choice for a reason. He does outstanding work. Great prices. Give him a call at 241-7866. 241-7866. Estate Granite and Things.
Got Paisano Days coming up this weekend at the Anderson
and
River
Paisano
Park.
Paisano means friend.
Oh, I'm telling you, that's such a fun time down at the Anderson River Park on Friday. Well, they got the bocce ball going on Friday, Saturday, and I think maybe on Sunday as well.
We can't even get our bocce ball team into the tournament. They're
football. Well, they are, and it's such fun. And then, you know, of course, Friday night, they got the big pasta dinner. That starts at 5:30 and they serve until 8:30. And then on Saturday night, they have the tri-tip dinner. Best part all day Saturday, I guess on Saturday, they've got the sausage sandwiches.
Yep. And you know what?
Meatball sandwiches.
We gave away of our tickets already. I mean, people just clamoring for tickets. But, you know, Lou White Band on Friday night, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know, Linda gets up and sings with them every so often. I while they're doing that, stuffing my face with all-you-can-eat pasta.
And they got the Schomer Band on Saturday
That's
night.
Right.
Great booth, all kinds of Italian, everything. It's always, and everybody you know is there. It's a great activity down in the Anderson River Park.
Okay. All right. Let's talk a little bit about what when you're in trouble and you need help, who do you call? Well, obviously not the state. Here in Butte County, they're having, of course, a terrible time with marijuana plantations, illegal marijuana plantations. And the Butte County supervisor, chairman, Bill Connolly, goes to the state board, the Central Valley Regional Water Quality Board, and says, we need help. These people are destroying the rivers and the streams with this illegal bulldozing. No permits. They'd been in trouble in Shasta County. You know, bulldozing without a permit.
Oh, for sure.
Those people, that's why they're staying out, because our guys are after them. They will go after and slap a writ on them in a second.
Yeah.
But in Butte County, they're bulldozing these hilltops. They've dumping all these pesticides in. It's destroying the water quality. So they went to the Central Valley Water Agency and said, we need help. You guys got to come out here and do your job. The answer was, in writing, we simply cannot, in good conscience, put staff in harm's way.
So the message is, if you want to just do whatever you want to the land, you strap a gun on your hip, and you go out and you just do whatever you want to and break the law, but you're armed, so Regional Water Quality Control Board is not going to put their people in harm's way.
They're not going to put their people in harm's way, and yet they will, as Mr. Connolly points out. Oh, but you're going to go after lumber and farming.
Well, I'm just saying. So all of the truck drivers and all of the farmers ought to just be strapping on guns and walking around with shotguns, and then they can do whatever they want to the land, because the guys from Regional Water Quality Control, who are everywhere if you're a farmer or a timber industry person or anybody trying to do something to your land, they're all over you, except if you're an illegal marijuana grower.
Well, you know what this is the state's 9 regional water boards are quasi-independent agencies that set their own policies, though all are charged with enforcing the Federal Clean Water Act and its California equivalent. And the Central Valley Board focuses on runoff from farming, construction, and hundreds of dairies, does not have a policy for investigating violations associated with marijuana. It's outside of our expertise, executive officer of the agency said. It's not the kind of thing that we do. Yet in sister agency, the North Coast Regional Water District aggressively seeks out and prosecutes growers who are taking out the water and all that. The bottom line is this, though, is who do they go to? You know what? You guys are coming over here, and if I've got a dairy and you are putting me out of business, so what does that mean? I buy a bunch of pit bulls And I board up around there, and all my, I issue AK-47s to my employees. Stay away. Don't even come near me.
Well, you know, it appears to me that once again, they want to make criminals out of the rest of us, and if you're already a criminal, then you're above the law, you get a pass.
We'll be right back after these messages.
From the Fox Business Network, it's a sea of green on Wall Street as traders cheer upbeat data from both the U.S. and China. Today's market rally is pushing the S&P 500 above the 1700 mark for the first time. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow was up 119 points. Detroit's automakers are rolling out their monthly sales figures for July. Ford revving up an 11% increase from the same time last year for its best July since 2006. Chrysler also posting an 11% jump from a year ago, marking the company's best July in 7 years. And downloading free mobile apps puts your privacy at risk more often than paid ones. According to AppAuthority, 95% of the top 100 free apps have at least one kind of privacy-compromising behavior. That's compared to the 78% from paid apps. The application analysis firm also found iOS applications are also more likely to transmit private information than the Android. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jolene Kent.
Performance Bicycle, the nation's largest cycling retailer, is facing record high inventory levels.
And it must be sold.
Now through Sunday, it's Performance Bicycle's Red Tag Sale at performancebike.com. Over 1,300 items on sale for every style of riding. Many prices too low to advertise. Red Tag deals on helmets, clothing, parts, accessories, and every bike at performancebike.com is priced to sell now. Plus over 50 doorbusters at 50% off.
But only while supplies last.
Performance Bicycle's Red Tag Sale.
Now through Sunday
at performancebike.com.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. Are you concerned about your investments in this volatile market? Don't know who to believe or what investment advisor will tell you the truth about your options? Whether you want lower risk investments or dividend paying stocks, I can help you. But first, I'd like to invite you to join us for Financial Bingo, August 7th at Red Lobster Restaurant. This is a fun evening with great food and prizes and your chance to get to know my firm, the Advice Center. This month, we're adding a question and answer session to answer your investment, tax, or estate planning questions. Join me for a fun and informative evening. To join us for Financial Bingo August 7th at Red Lobster or to schedule a free consultation, call Tom Wood at 244-7526 or go to theadvicecenter.com. That's 244-7526 or 244-PLAN for your investment, insurance, and tax planning needs.
Securities through Royal Alliance. Member FINRA, SIPC. Companies are separate and independent from Royal Alliance.
Every parent knows that slow motion feeling when you just can't get there in time. Like when your daughter thinks she can surf down the slide. At MD Imaging, you can be there for her while we handle matters of, is it broken? And can my cast be purple? Doctors trust MD Imaging because we treat every patient with the best care, even when it's just a sprain. And because we do everything right here, we know the monkey bars are calling. MD Imaging, defining what's next.
Everywhere around the world. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman.
On Sunday, have fun with us. We talk about timely things, more informational.
We leave the politics to other shows.
I had the most amazing thing happen to me. I suddenly am 2 inches taller. I've lost 25 pounds. I can run around the block. And this morning, I discovered I could play the piano because I started listening to the Don Shulman Show.
Don Shulman.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly.
every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on 1460 AM KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Trish is always with me on Thursdays.
I love Thursday mornings.
This is the one woman that, even though Linda kind of keeps her eye on us, she doesn't mind a bit us being together for 2 hours.
Oh, well, okay.
Though she is kind of watching us now. Yeah. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, they will come out and repair, maintain, or install any type of air conditioner or heating system. They can do it. They've got the expertise, and they treat you like family, Martin and his people do. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Very professional in what they do. And ever since, they've done work for our home, our family, Bad Bob, the whole thing. Alliance Heating and Air. One of the things I wanted to talk about, before we get, at 8 o'clock, we're having, Mark LaSalle's coming in from the EDC. We're going to be talking about this, this new big push to get us a new airline here, which is huge.
And so needed.
Plus other business opportunities and business things that are going on. And Mark's a great guy to come in here and talk about. Rod Dinger's going to be on, I believe, next week, to talk more specifically about it and to talk about, the other things that he takes care of. Rod's been working just really, really hard, to get this, get all this stuff done. But one of the things I wanted to talk about was Specialist Burley who was killed in action here Tuesday. And again, our thoughts and prayers go to his family down in Red Bluff. We've been beating this drum on sequestration and talking about the impact it can have on the military. I don't think people really realize just how bad this is going to be. That the thousands and thousands of ground troops we're cutting out of our forces. We're talking about the ground forces are the ones who, when you hear the old, boots on the ground, that's what we're talking about, are going to be cut. Already I'm talking to people in the Marine Corps that they're offering these early outs to your more experienced people and officers that have made the cut and got like 3 years left to do, they're being told, you're gone.
In a lot of instances, they're actually being forced out?
They're being forced out, under instances where they weren't before. And they're offering, early outs, they're offering all these things. The bottom line is, it's not just the troops, because you lose seasoned veterans, and these are combat veterans that you're losing a lot of times. And so, and at the same time, you're cutting back on everything. No manned air programs going on in the sense of experimental or future programs with manned flight and, airplanes. They are mothballing. They might have to mothball three aircraft carrier groups. That's a huge, that's a huge part of our inventory. We've got, I think, 14, but mothballing three of them while the Chinese are launching an aircraft carrier group every year. And it's not to protect the Yangtze River. It's to project power because they've already claimed that the South China Sea is theirs and the oil deposits there.
This administration has chosen to, they don't hold our military power and expertise with any high esteem. And certainly they have stated repeatedly that they don't. And it appears to me, in all of our areas, again, recognizing that I don't have the expertise that you do about military things. We're not hearing anything. You can scour the papers, the news reports. We hear nothing about this cut reduction in forces. No. We hear nothing about the many people that are going out the back door, early outs, all those things, the military. Carl, the American people are not getting the information to know what's happening. What if someone were to strike at us? We're not going to have the military power to respond.
Well, and that is it. Hagel is sitting there in the Senate and Congress in front of these committees, and he's bringing in, he's brought in the heads of the services. And the bottom line on it is look, you've cut, you've cut, we have cut everything we possibly can cut. Now we're getting rid of people. It's the future systems, the research and technology, the R&T. We, you know, our technology in the military is going to go downhill. Now, if, you know, where the military used to go out and do rescue missions, you know, if there was a tidal wave, you know, as it's happened or a huge disaster, earthquakes or even volcanoes. We'd send in a military task force to help people. We can't, mm-hmm. we're not going to be able to do that. But the technology part is if we don't do all of our, you know, keep up on technology, that means the Chinese and the Russians and whoever else it is, because damn it, we can't seem to figure out who we're going to fight. We always plan to fight the last war. So the next war, oh, it's going to be special forces. It's going to be this and that. No, it could be on the plains of Kandahar. I mean, I don't know, but it could be. The fact is that we are not spending the money. We are cutting back, and you've been told this. Panetta, when he left, says you can't continue to do that. The forces are saying it, and now Hagel is saying it, is that we are going to be in deep trouble if you continue these cuts. And yet this is where, like, oh, we just cut the Department of Defense. Let's just cut the Department of Defense. Not realizing that the ramifications, not tomorrow, not even 3 years from now, but in 5 to 10 years, we will not have a force capable of fighting a larger force with technology.
Well, and I think I would only correct one statement that you just said, and you said not realizing. And I have to tell you that I believe that everything they're doing is totally by design, and they know exactly what they're doing. And if you just follow through with this administration's philosophy, that's their plan.
Well, you know what? But the one thing is also too, through this administration, is that we will be able to have women in Delta Force and SEALs. We'll be right back after these messages.
Yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
There is no better word in the English language than the word free, and BNT Satellite wants you to get basic Dish Network satellite television packages free for the first 6 months of your new subscription. There's no questions, no muss, no fuss, just free Dish Network for the first 6 months of your new basic package subscription. You will not find another offer for cable or satellite service that will beat this offer, and it is only from our local provider, BNT Satellite. All you have to do is call BNT Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988, and the first 6 months of your basic satellite subscription is free.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back, my friends. KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State, Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It is 7:45 in the morning, 63 degrees out there. Going to be like 98 today, 96 today. It's going to be a great day.
That's only
the whole weekend. 93. Okay, I'm sorry. 93. But weather's always brought to you by Anselmo. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. You know, my friends down at Orchard Nutrition, they've got an in-store deli, Reading's largest selection of natural foods and supplements, and they are the North State's nutrition experts. What else can I say about Orchard Nutrition? They are the people to go to when you want to buy the healthy foods and get the right advice. They're located in the Cypress Square Center at 221 Locust Street, or give them a call at 244-9141, 244-9141. Really, really nice people down there wanting to help you. Okay. Let's go to the phones. Henry, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
We're peachy, Henry. What you got there? You got something on the military?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I was a young fellow at the time, a young kid, but I remember the beginning of World War II, 1941. And at that time, our military was almost nothing. Army, Navy, Air Force, the whole works. And it seems to me like we should learn something by history. It could have been very easily for Japan to invade the United States at that time because we didn't have a military force to stop them. And it seems at that point we had increased our military during World War II and kept it strong. But unfortunately, we're going the other way now, and they have to realize that this could happen again.
Well, you know, the fact is that they want, you know, so many social programs, so many welfare programs, when I say welfare, but so many, entitlement programs, and bad budgeting, bad planning, the economy the way it is. So what, you know, when you start cutting the military, oh, that's an easy cut. And because you can't see the ramifications of it right then.
Well,
and you don't have,
I mean, we could all be speaking Chinese in another 10 years.
The bottom line on it is that it's when it's an easy target because there's, you know, there's not a bunch of organizations standing up. They're not marching. They don't put on the same color T-shirts and show up at the Capitol and say, "Oh no, you can't do this. Oh my gosh, look at this." People are saying, "I am betting your future that nothing bad's going to happen in 10 years," and it is idiocy. It's idiocy because we've proven that every 10 or 12 years something does happen.
Well, what I've seen, Carl, is that the younger generation doesn't care.
Well, I can't say that, Henry. I you know what?
Well, go out and talk to them.
The ones I do talk to, they do care. I mean, the bottom line is that the ones that are making the decision on this are not the younger generation. The younger generation is going to have to live with this. The people that are making
that,
this are 60 and 70-year-old.
At least the people I talk to, that's the way it is. The government's taking care of things, so that's, you know, why worry about it?
Well, you know, a lot of that is because that's what they've been taught since they were kids in school, not to fight back and all this. But the people making the decisions right now, they're baby boomers. They're people in their 40s and 50s. They know better. But they have rolled over to the sense that the entitlement programs and to spend money on high-speed rail and to spend money on everything else but national defense is not being done.
Pork that goes through Congress can't even be believed if the truth was known.
Well, anyway, yeah. Hey, Henry, you got somebody else on the line.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. Betty, good morning. Do you have a comment?
Yeah, just a minute. Let me turn my radio down so I
okay.
Feedback here. You're talking about something that's very interesting because I just read an article, and it came from Grid news.com, July 8th of this year. And it's people have been noticing strange planes come into Air Force bases. They're not marked. And what's happening is the UN troops are coming in, and the UN troops are given U.S. military clothing and name tags. And this has been going on. This is somebody reported at Overton Brooks VA Medical Hospital. Some vet, Vietnam vet, was coming in there to the hospital three times a week, and three times in the month. If you'll see the whole article if you look that up, I guess, on the
web. So,
but this is what's happening. They are bringing, they're getting rid of our troops. They're bringing in the UN troops onto our soil here. They're putting them in our, you know, U.S. military clothing. And if our servicemen question this, the soldiers are told not to see what they see. So this is why we're getting rid of ours, to put UN in our country.
Okay. Well, so that's a theory that I've seen floated out there before.
Yeah, I have too.
That explains why we're getting, you know, why
they're cutting back like that.
This whole question, the cutting back thing.
Thanks, Betty, for calling in.
I just wanted to bring that up.
Okay, well, thanks for sharing with us this morning. Bye. Thank you for listening. Okay, we're going to we need to take a quick break. When we come back, we got some questions. I know we have some questions about the latest on the Anselmo, the last day or two in the Anselmo, the continuing
saga.
And the saga, which has now become it's become more than a miniseries. I think this is going to be an epic miniseries. We'll be right back.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever popular granite line roasters. Really anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
This is Ted Leidy, senior instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. With the recent increase in firearms purchases, now may be the time to schedule an in-home firearm safety consultation. We can recommend storage, advise of transportation laws, and even schedule a day of safety training for the entire family at the range. Contact NorCal Firearms Instruction today at 999-1822 for NRA-certified, nationally credentialed instruction, or visit us on the web at norcalified.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Holiday Harbor. Hey, going out to Holiday Harbor Resort Marina, get yourself a boat out there. Have a staycation on the lake. And Linda and I are going out there next Friday and Saturday. And we're inviting everybody out there to come out there. We're going to be on the lake with our show. We're going to be live on the lake out at Lake Shasta. How beautiful that place is. And we're going to be with Holiday Harbor Resort Marina. We'll be out on one of the houseboats. So, you know, if you got a boat, come out and join us. You know, it's going to be a great day. And they, like I said, they have a package for everybody. All right. We missed a day.
Class attention. Forward march. Oh, I'd love to be an Oscar Mayer wiener.
That's right. It's Wiener Roast Watch Day. Okay, the latest in the Wiener saga is that his wife, who has been, you know, really tight with Hillary Clinton, has been told to take a sabbatical. Oh no, she said, I was planning on doing this. Meanwhile, Hillary and Bill are backpedaling as fast as they can because they're drawing parallels between Wiener's wife standing beside him with all of his peccadillos and Hillary standing beside Bill with, he was caught with the blue dress on his fingers. This was a, you know, a huge thing, and they're saying, oh no, no, there's the Clintons saying there's nothing. No, no, no. It is not the same. There is nothing in parallel at all. How can you even draw a conclusion?
And Lewinsky's got a new tape that's out?
Monica Lewinsky has got a tape, 3 minutes and 47 seconds, that talks to Bill about the things she wants to do for him. And she
After the denials.
And yes, okay. What can I say, my friend?
But no comparison.
What can I say? You know, Wiener is now down to fourth in the polls. His wife, who is, you know, Hillary has pushed her away so fast that they're saying, who? Who? And, you know,
Wait
a minute. They're all Democrats. And then the San Diego mayor. Oh, they can't get rid of him fast enough.
Mr. Filner.
That's right. And the city council is suing him to say, look, we're not going to, the city is not going to defend you in court because, as one woman said, he put me in a headlock and said, he puts her in a headlock, kissing her and says, don't wear panties tomorrow.
Oh, no.
And wait a minute. And he's a Democrat. Hey, we're not used to that. Well, we're used to it with Bill.
But you know what? With Wiener's wife, she's lucky she's just getting a sabbatical. Because if you look at the list of the people that crossed Bill and hit, Hillary,
they're never seen again.
Exactly. There's a whole lot of suicides and car wrecks and stuff.
Vince Foster, anyone?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, let's switch from that one. We've got like 3 or 4 minutes left here. You had questions, Record Searchlight?
I just have been reading the accounts of the Anselmo Vineyard thing, and I find it so interesting that everything that the county attorney states is like a fact. And they point out that Anselmo has lost a couple of rounds, but I don't remember reading it with such emphasis. Every time the county has tried for a summary judgment, they've been turned down. Every time they've asked for a preliminary injunction, they've been turned down. The court has not found anything in favor of any of the county's motions that I can recall, with the single exception of a consolidation into the federal court, which was later dismissed since this whole thing started. So why is it that because the county or the courts rule against a motion for summary judgment against Anselmo that his case is totally, you know?
Well, it's obviously
no merit.
It's obviously had enough merit that it's made it through these. And the fact is that when you quote the county's attorney and say, "Oh, this case has never had any," and he's doing it for attention. You know what? Anselmo doesn't need this for attention. Trust me. Yeah, if you know this man, he didn't do it for his attention. He did it because he felt like he was being strong-armed into something. The people that originally started this are no longer even in government. This thing could be settled. But the point is too, is that when the question was asked, when it was said, oh, you know, we're going after cause for his water,
Now the Williamson Act, and they made that sound like it was his fault. He signed the paperwork. I was chairman of the board at that time. I signed the paperwork. The county didn't follow through and fill out the necessary papers, and they turned that around and made it look like it was his fault. They filed the action. They had the control of it, and they didn't know it wasn't Williamson Act because they didn't finalize it. So now they step back and say, okay, we'll drop that cause of action. We'll go after him for a water permit, which, by the way, he has, and it's dated January 13th, 2013, issued by the county.
To operate his water plant there.
Exactly. Yeah. And another allegation is about a bridge that he theoretically built since he's been an owner of the property without permits. And gosh, guess what? Frank Nichols, previous owner, built that bridge in 2003. And it's been there ever since Anselmo has owned the property. It's, you know, everything is always painted like this guy doesn't want to get permits. He's applied for every permit. He's gone through the process. The county just doesn't want to issue them.
The last question, too, is why isn't there a big story on the Board of Appeals? And why the Board of Appeals met and all these people came and they weren't even, they didn't know what they were supposed to be doing. Why shouldn't that be a story? Why shouldn't that be a story saying, well, how did this happen? And go ask, you know, the people in charge, the supervisors and Larry Lee, say, well, how did this happen if they don't even know what they're supposed to do? Hey, we've got to run. Hey, we come back. Mark LaSalle's, we're going to be talking about the new airport or the airport, ride there. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
It's getting graphic in court in Cleveland, where the stories of three women who went through hell are being told as their captor, Ariel Castro, faces sentencing. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has more live.
A police officer testifies that one of the women she found in Ariel Castro's home was so small she thought it was a child. A doctor describes Amanda Berry, Gina De Jesus, and Michelle Knight as emotionally fragile. A detective says Michelle Knight told him she went to Castro's house with the promise that she'd get a puppy for her child and was repeatedly beaten, raped, and became pregnant.
She also relayed that Ariel Castro terminated her pregnancies. This was done by starving her, feeding her rotten food, kicking and punching her in the stomach, jumping up and down on her in the stomach.
Castro, who faces life in prison, listens to testimony as he looks at evidence pictures. Dave?
Jennifer, Edward Snowden is no longer stuck at that airport in Moscow, but the secrets leaker is not coming home. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen has this live.
Dave, despite reporters staking out the airport where Edward Snowden had been hiding, he managed to slip out without being spotted. According to his lawyer, the former NSA contractor now has a certificate granting him a year's asylum in Russia, and he's moved to a safe and secret location. The US wants Snowden back to face charges for leaking classified information. Russia says he won't be extradited. Dave.
Simon, they got married after midnight? Because they could. Dozens of gay couples tied the knot in Minnesota now that it's legal. Rhode Island also this morning issued its first gay marriage license. It's still banned on 37 states. We bought more American cars in July. A lot more pickup trucks, too. Demand for those drove GM's sales up 16% last month from the year before. Both Ford and Chrysler had 11% increases. Mortgage rates rose this week. Freddie Mac says the 30-year fixed loan now 4.39%. That's a full point higher than in May. And on Wall Street, the Dow is up 116 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
At AdvanceAutoParts.com, we put our website to work for you. And boy, does it work. You'll find the part you need at a great price and have it shipped straight to your door absolutely free. That's right. Any order over $75 is shipped free. So just kick back in your recliner with a beverage of your choice and let the website do the work. Place an order over $75, get it delivered free. Only at AdvanceAutoParts.com.
Advance Auto Parts.
Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
Performance Bicycle, the nation's largest cycling retailer, is facing record high inventory levels.
And it must be sold.
Now through Sunday, it's Performance Bicycle's Red Tag Sale at performancebike.com. Over 1,300 items on sale for every style of riding.
Many prices too low to advertise.
Red Tag deals on helmets, clothing, parts, accessories, and every bike at performancebike.com is priced to sell now. Plus over 50 doorbusters at 50% off.
But only while supplies last.
Performance Bicycle's Red Tag Sale.
Now through Sunday
at performancebike.com.
Pakistan has been angry at the U.S. over drone strikes, the bin Laden raid, and a deadly attack, but now our relations may be improving. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live in our Middle East Bureau.
Secretary of State John Kerry announcing negotiations are back on over security issues. Talks were stalled in 2011, following a fallout when a U.S. airstrike accidentally killed Pakistani soldiers. Kerry says the many issues between the two countries will be addressed.
From border management to counterterrorism, to promoting U.S. private investment.
The U.S. needs Pakistan's cooperation as it talks to the Afghan Taliban ahead of U.S. troops pulling out. Dave?
Emily, Egyptian authorities are offering safe passage and protection for thousands of supporters of the ousted president if they end their marathon sit-in protests in Cairo. A bill awaits President Obama's signature, rolling back new federal student loan rates.
The interest rates for new subsidized and non-subsidized Stafford loans for undergraduates will roll back to 3.9% for the upcoming school year. Future loan rates will be pegged to the 10-year Treasury note, which rises and falls with the economy. But down the line, there's also a cap of 8.25%. In Washington, Rich Johnson, Fox News Radio.
A New Zealand couple is celebrating twins. But after they were born, the father, Martin Weeks, sat in the hospital.
Basically just crying. I wish that Lily Jackson and Will could have met their younger brother and sister.
He is referring to his triplet children, who were just 2 years old when they died in a mall fire last year in Qatar. I think that's heart-wrenching. Listen to this. A Pennsylvania couple is getting married this weekend, moving up the date from next year, so their dying son can be his dad's best man. Sean Stevenson's son Logan is only 2 years old and has a rare disease. Doctors have given him a few weeks to live. His parents say they want him in their wedding photos. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda has on the spot Linda Bott tonight, so Trish Clark is here with me. Trish, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Hey, our phone line's here at 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and the chat room is going here. Sungold, and I see Max, Onion Grower, Angel, bunch of people in there. What's the weather?
It's 67 degrees here in the downtown studio, and we're looking for a high near 90 today with calm winds, mostly clear with a low around 62 tonight. Sunny tomorrow and Friday about high near 94 and low in the 63 again. Saturday only warming up to about 96. So we're going to have a nice weekend with all the activities that are going on throughout Shasta County, including Paisano Days down at the park.
There you go.
And the weather, as always, is brought to us by Anselmo Vineyards.
Thursday. Pizza night.
Thursday pizza night.
Do you ever miss that?
Yes, I do occasionally.
Do you? Okay.
I try not to because it's kind of special and, great New York pizza. There's so many other things going on up there and the wines. I mean, what can you say?
474-5546. Let's go to our friends at our Wells Fargo Advisors for our Market Minute, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 119 points at 15,618. The S&P 500 is positive 16 at 1,702. And the NASDAQ markets are up 37 at 3663. Active stocks this morning include Bank of America up 34 cents at $14.94 and Facebook up $1.05 at $37.85. Stocks of local interest, North Valley Bank, is down 26 cents at $17.14 and Exo Group is up 3 cents at $11.99. Turning to the bond market, we find lowered prices there, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 2.68%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up $2.51 at $107.54. Gold is up $1.90 at $1,314.90. And silver is up 5 cents at $19.69. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, thanks a lot, Kathy. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here at KCNR. Give them a call at 243-7561. If you want to find out what's going on in the market, have somebody there that's on your side that's going to help you make investments, that's going to help take care of you and your financial needs. The Wells Fargo Advisors. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. Our Reading City Councilwoman, Missy MacArthur, is with us, and we're going to be talking about unfunded liabilities and just in other things of great interest to people that live here in the great city of Reading. We'll be right back.
Is there the time?
change laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. Are you concerned about your investments in this volatile market? Don't know who to believe or what investment advisor will tell you the truth about your options? Whether you want lower risk investments or dividend paying stocks, I can help you. But first, I'd like to invite you to join us for Financial Bingo, August 7th at Red Lobster Restaurant. This is a fun evening with great food and prizes and your chance to get to know my firm, the Advice Center. This month, we're adding a question and answer session to answer your investment, tax, or estate planning questions. Join me for a fun and informative evening. To join us for Financial Bingo August 7th at Red Lobster, or to schedule a free consultation, call Tom Wood at 244-7526 or go to theadvicecenter.com. That's 244-7526 or 244-PLAN for your investment, insurance, and tax planning needs.
Securities through Royal Alliance. Member FINRA, SIPC. Companies are separate and independent from Royal Alliance.
From Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., I Have a Dream speech, delivered on August 28, 1963. I have a dream that one day, this nation will rise up and live out to the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. This is Delilah Green, IOT student.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460, the pulse of Shasta County. Good morning. 67 degrees out there. I think it's going to go up to 93 or 4 today.
90.
90. Oh, just 90 today?
Just,
you know what?
90.
It is going to be a great,
great
day.
Great, balmy day.
Oh, my gosh.
And the nights are perfect sleep. Weather.
Sleeping. You know, speaking of sleeping, I'm glad you brought that up. You know, ever since Sleep Number has come into our lives, we've been sleeping a lot better. And you can adjust the bed. And I just found out that Trish.
I have a Sleep Number bed. I absolutely swear by it.
And you've had it for a few years.
I've had it for 10, 12 years.
And you haven't had any problems with it or anything like
that? No, I love the bed. Because as your body changes, you maybe been working in the yard, you're a little stiff, what have you, slip that down to, like last night, I went down to 35. I, you know, just kind of slipped in there and it felt a little more comfortable.
I was a 35 last night.
Whoa.
You know, because it was every night, every so often you want to get that 35 in there.
Yeah.
You know, the nights you're 50.
Most of the time I'm about 50, 55. I like a nice firm mattress.
You know, instead of asking people in bars, what's your sign? You should say,
what's your sleep number?
Okay, the Sleep Number store, they are so great down there. The professionals down there, they're located in the Target Shopping Center next to the Vitamin Shop. And I recommend, you know, that anybody that if you spend a lot of time in bed, you want to be rested, head on down there. Talk to these professionals. They are going to show you so many advantages of having a Sleep Number bed. Target Shopping Center next to the Vitamin Shop. You know, every so often I know it's hard to believe. I schedule.
Two things for one morning.
Other times I'll schedule and, you know, people don't show up for a variety of reasons. But with my luck too, you know, I have, you know, in this case, two people showed up today And the, you know, what I do is, oh, you know what? I do remember that. And our Reading City Councilwoman, Missy MacArthur, I had set her up a couple of weeks ago because you're tough to get in here on because of your, you know, busy all the time. And, so welcome aboard.
It's great to be here.
I know. And you just sat out there and just loved the fact I'm walking in a circle out there trying to figure out what happened. Is that right?
Hey, I thought we were going to have a party in here for a minute. I was all up for that.
How's it going, Miss?
It's going great.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good.
You look great.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. I have my own hair back. Yay.
That's always a, you know what? There's a lot of people who like to have that, you know, their own hair back. The city, state of the city, what do you think?
You know, we're doing well. I mean, basically we're doing well because as the Wells Fargo report just showed, the stock market is at its all-time high and the economy is slowly recovering. And so, you know, it all trickles down and the city of Reading is doing somewhat better too, just like the rest of the economy of the United States. So, life is looking better. Now, I know you want to talk about unfunded liabilities, like.
Well, I know. I thought we could eventually, you know, we could work our way into that,
but
you
don't like that. Let's just dive right
in. I don't like, you know, if it's, you know, when, Kurt Starman was here, you know, we came back and I said, how did you let us get in this mess, Kurt? And Kurt is so smooth. And, you know, his eyes get real big because I don't usually ask questions like that. I was asking in humorous, in, you know, in a humorous vein, but Kurt was just like, boom, boom, boom. Okay, Kurt, got it.
Well,
but how did, you know, we have 300, is it true 300 million in liabilities?
We have a serious number. I'm not sure of the exact number. It changes daily, of course, but, it's real and it's something that we need to have a hard look at and how we're going to solve that issue.
You know, Missy, I think a lot of people will think that somehow this just got dropped on people without any warning and all of a sudden we had this unfunded mandate that what basically happened is it's been there a while. It was building for a while. Accounting regulations changed and all of a sudden local governments had to account for it in their budgeting process.
Exactly.
So this didn't
GASB
happen overnight.
45.
GASB 45, right. Exactly.
Exactly. And I'm sure when you were on the Board of Supervisors, you were aware that those unfunded liabilities were out there, but it wasn't an accounting procedure.
And in fact, a lot of us had said for a long time, you can't continue to be giving these benefits and increasing that retirement income for everybody. At some point, you're going to reach a place in government where you're paying for two workforces.
Exactly.
The retired workforce and the present workforce. And we're not going to be able to do that.
Or even several retired workforces.
Exactly. Well, but because of the fact, just let me finish the thought. Because of the fact that we don't want to give raises to people. Because the community screams and yells when you give raises. So for a lot of time you gave benefits. And you just kept increasing that benefit package. And now, the chicken has come home to roost and we got to account for it. And I think it's high time that happens.
Right. I agree.
But
I agree.
But the word you is kind of a universal you because all this started, what? 8 years ago?
Oh, more
20
than
years
that.
Ago?
20 years
oh,
ago.
Yeah. 20 years
Long
ago?
Time
so
ago.
When we say you, it's not directed at Missy specifically.
Oh, absolutely
no,
not.
No.
This is an ongoing thing that happened and I can remember when it happened when you don't give them a raise. We'll just give them a little benefit and then the public doesn't scream and yell about the fact that you've increased their compensation. And in fact, a lot of the employees, the younger employees, didn't much care for that. They wanted the money in their pocket right then. They wanted it in their paycheck. Had a hard time negotiating those perks because they couldn't see the benefit of it at that point.
Carl's raising his hand.
I just like to, you know, get a
yeah, go ahead, Carl.
You probably won't have two strong-willed women on it again at one time.
He does that
look
all the time.
Who I live with, okay? You know what? I mean, I'm surrounded all the time. I love having strong-willed women on because, you know, damn it, you're more than half the population and you control all the money and
really?
Other things.
That's what you
most
wanted
of the
to
money,
say?
Most of the money. No. What I wanted to say was this was, how worried should we be with these unfunded liabilities? You know, I hear some people saying, oh, you know what? It's like a mortgage. You know, you're paying it off. But yet it's, you know, with the way the economy is and the fact is I understand the state, if they're not making the money they need, which I believe they aren't, they're going to come at us again. If we're paying 73 cents out of every dollar for health and retirement and pay, or, you know, for our city workers, that money's got to come someplace. So it's either becomes 75 cents of every dollar or we're in trouble here. So how worried should we be?
I'm very concerned about it as a council member. And I've heard that argument too about, well, it's like a mortgage, you know, you only pay it as it goes along. But the reality is that the government said, hey, we need to start accounting for that because D-Day is coming. And it was shown that this would start to happen where the whole system potentially could collapse based on benefits that were promised in the good years. So I think it does have to be addressed, and, you know, the way to address it is just...
Well, let's talk about that as soon as we get back from this break. I would like to hear what the plan is to address this in our city.
Okay.
So we'll do that right after our break. Reading City Councilwoman Misty MacArthur is our guest, along with Trish Clark as my co-host. We'll be right back after these messages.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 8:23 in the morning. We're never blinded by too much. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, your local Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Dodge, and Ford dealership. There's neighbors making great deals for you. For all the people in the North State, and their service department is absolutely second to none. As many of you know, I drive a F-150, And the very few times I've had to take it into that service department, they've had it right out to me, and I have no complaints at all. Redding Crown Motors, they're at 555 Cypress Avenue, or give them a call at 223-2177. I'm sure they've got a car, truck, or SUV that will meet your every need. Trish Clark has joined me today on Thursdays, as she always does, as co-host. I don't even know if I have to announce that anymore, because everybody knows that you're here on Thursdays.
We hope they do.
Yep. And then, of course, Missy MacArthur, Reading City Councilwoman, is with us, and we were talking the unfunded liabilities, the fact that it's come back, and the plan. Is there a plan?
That's the issue. There isn't really a concrete plan, and I think we need to really be working on that. One of the things that the council started doing is, just as Ms. Clark was just referring to, is saying, okay, let's look at the issue of how do we compensate people, and the idea of compensating for actual work as opposed to let's give them something for in the future is sort of what we're doing and leaning toward now. That doesn't solve the long-term problem. The long-term problem needs to be addressed. It occurs to me right now we're doing Friday furloughs, right, every other Friday, basically. And I'm thinking, well, what if we just didn't have City Hall open on Fridays, period? Would that be a way of directing that money toward the unfunded liabilities?
Is there a way?
Well, there'd be a savings. The downside would be that we wouldn't be accessible to the public that day. We haven't had much feedback from the public as that is a big problem. However, I'm sure that the unions would have to be part of the solution. They've been very cooperative with us on this Friday furlough so far, and we've extended it one time. So that's a thought. I'm just throwing that out there, and I don't want to get everybody all excited and upset, but
it's an idea.
We do need to come up with an idea about how do we deal with these unfunded liabilities that are looming. And I disagree with the premise that it's just like a mortgage payment, and you pay as you go. That's fine if we have the funds to pay as you go. And like anybody who manages their household budget, you do have to figure out how the numbers are going to work for the long term, because life doesn't stop in 2 weeks. And the same for any city. It goes on into the future. So you have to make sure that you have it figured out ahead of time.
We've got somebody on the line. Dr. Dave, good morning.
Hi, Carl. The Record Searchlight has a neat database on Reading.com showing how many city and county employees there are in various compensation categories. And you can look and see how many county employees cost more than $200,000 a year, how many city cost more than $250,000, how many city cost more than $200,000, et cetera. And when you're paying those people $250,000 or $200,000 a year, that means their annual pension is going to be $100,000 or $125,000 a year. And I think if people take the time to look at that Record Searchlight database, that shows the problem. Many of the departments are very top-heavy. And so everybody who works for more than 20 years makes it to the top of the pay scale. So they're going out with a $100,000 pension after having earned $200,000 a year in their last, 10 years of service.
Okay, well, let's let Missy talk about that. Missy, essentially, is what he's saying is we're paying $200,000 a year to people, and then at the end of their term, they're getting $100,000 a year. I assume what you're saying, Dave, is that are these salaries commensurate with Reading in the North State?
That's part of it, and the fact that we just can't afford it. Our economy is not strong, and it's not going to be strong. The Record Searchlight keeps saying, oh, the federal government is going to invest in Reading, and they're going to give some Davis-Bacon jobs to knock down the Klamath River Dam and raise Shasta Dam, because they've kind of given up on the private sector. And that's not going to happen.
Well, that's Missy. Well, this has come up before.
Right, right. And the idea of salaries, and it's just like I just said, that I'd rather give concrete money to somebody for a job well done than to keep giving them increased benefits. And as far as the difference in wages, I think that if you're at the top of your pay scale in whatever business you're in, if you're running a 900 employee company, for instance, then you're probably going to be compensated as a CEO at that rate, whether you live in Redding or you live in Fresno or whatever. So there's certain wages that are top of the scale that probably are deserving of that pay scale. Now, there are some built-in, I'm getting the one minute.
Before we have to take a break.
I have to learn these codes around here. there are some built-in, pay raises that occur due to union negotiations, and we live with those. We're always trying to get the best deal that we can for the taxpayers, and we look at every wage every time there's a raise.
I would like to see people look at the actual numbers of what they are getting paid, and the structure of the workforce. A fireman with a junior college education should not be making more than a major general, and his pension should not be more than a major general who retires at 30 years.
Okay, we have to run. We got a hard break right here. Thanks for your phone call, though, and we'll continue this up. We'll be right back after these messages. We have the news.
Fox News Radio, I'm Paul Stevens. Ariel Castro in a Cleveland courtroom for his sentence on charges of kidnapping three women and abusing them for years. Before the sentence, Castro saying he's sorry.
I would like to apologize.
Prosecutors providing details about his daily assaults on all three women, assaults they compared to being prisoners of war. Castro standing to get life in prison plus 1,000 years. Admitted NSA leaker Edward Snowden granted 1 year of asylum in Russia, now in an undisclosed location.
Snowden has been in Moscow Sheremetyevo Airport for more than a month in a sort of diplomatic purgatory. After fleeing Hong Kong, Snowden faces espionage charges in the United States.
Fox Radio's Jessica Gallagher in Moscow, the U.S. demanding that Russia send Snowden back home. President Obama expected to sign a bill lowering interest rates on some student loans. The House passing that bill yesterday, undergraduate Stafford loans at 3.9% interest this fall. Fox News, we report, you decide.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short. But there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The home of good health in Redding for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Redding community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Redding.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 8:35 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. What can I say about the guys at Cypress Square Barbershop? Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors. You know, they do the job for you, and it's man's last stronghold. When we say man's last stronghold, that's exactly what we mean, because they are there to, you know, we got the magazines, you got the talk. Now, are women invited in there? Of course they are. You see moms taking their kids in there all the time. It's just a great place. You see Tim and the Man in Black. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. You know, we've got a lot of comments in the, you know, in the chat room, and we're talking about, you know, the salaries. And you've got, and Trish, well, you've got a couple comments.
Well, I guess the comment that the last caller made concerning the fireman's salary and military salaries, I would just counter a little bit that I think certainly the military salaries should be higher, but I have always said that I don't think we pay our military people enough, and I think that ought to be addressed at the federal level, and that ought to be a higher priority. But I can't say enough for the job that the firemen do in our communities, and the job that they have, the fact that they put their life at risk on a regular basis. And I just feel I need to be compensated
for
it.
Well, I think they do too. I mean, I'm not arguing that at all. In fact,
but I would say military salaries should be higher.
Well, you know, okay, I may be a heretic here, but when I was on active duty for a long time, and the fact is that, you know, that back when I first came in, it was really low.
Yes.
But if, you know, when you're in combat, you know, how much can they pay you when you're in combat? That's why you get like another $125 a month for hazardous duty pay, you know, another $125, you know, for this, for, you know, for being away from your family and all that. Otherwise, okay, what's your life, you know, worth type thing? First responders and police, should be compensated. Okay, we got a lot of people on the line here. Our guest, of course, is Missy MacArthur, Reading City Councilwoman. Let's go to the phones. Randy, good morning.
Good morning, my friends down there at Free Fire. I have a question, and I hope I just got back in town, so I'm not sure what the latest is, but if you can tell me what the status is on the deal with the McConnell Foundation to build a hotel down there at the center.
Okay, thanks, Randy. Missy.
Oh, basically the status is we're on hold waiting to see if the people they're designated to negotiate with McConnell can make a deal. The people negotiating are Mr. Starman and Mayor Bassetti.
Okay, now.
And we're waiting for the appraisal?
Has the appraisal
gone
forward?
They're doing, I haven't seen anything yet, no.
Is the 80 acres, has that been just, is that gone? Is that off the table now?
Yeah, I think basically that's gone away.
And so now the McConnell Foundation said they want to buy 14.5 acres, something like that.
Yeah, that's right. Basically where we are.
5.8 acres was approved.
Right.
At the beginning, but now, you know, but they said that's not enough. They want to go up to the 14.5. And so the negotiations, and tell me if I'm wrong here, are whether the appraisal should be done with leased land or unleased.
Well, I mean, you can't just erase a lease. It's there.
It's leased.
It'd be very convenient if we could just say, oh, let's pretend it's not, but it is.
Okay. Well, that's one of the things I said. The land's leased and the land, you know, but.
And then the question is whether there will be an argument from the other side or the unions as to whether the appraised value is valid given that it's leased land.
Exactly.
But like Missy said, it is leased.
Yeah.
Reality is that's what it is.
Hey, I have a question that I want to get out there before we have to go today. And that is, I'd love to talk about the idea of the homeless day center, what people think of that. I'm a little bit on the fence, and how do your listeners feel about what's the city's role in that sort of situation?
Okay.
Cause we have a special meeting coming up on the 19th. Is it the 19th? It's that Monday, the...
Okay. We'll get to that, but we've had somebody on the phone here for a little bit. Jean, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have a question?
Oh, yes. Just kind of a idea. We are in such trouble all over our United States about the pensions and how they're driving cities into bankruptcy. And I would like to know, why can't we take, and I know the unions would scream, but that's okay, why can't we take the big pensions funds? I mean, there's billions of dollars into all of these pension funds. Turn it into Social Security, and everybody would draw Social Security. They would be paying half of their Social Security just like everyone else who is working at a regular job. And, you know, if it's good enough for us, it ought to be good enough for city employees. And that's one idea of being able to deal with the pensions. Because if you and with the police and the police and the firefighters, if you hire a 20-year-old and someone retires at 50 after 30 years, and then there's someone 70 years old, we could have three people on retire, you know, working for the city in essence, and just having one person actually on the job. And so, like I said, I think that we really need a tremendous overhaul of things like that.
Jean, I think that this is Missy speaking. I actually agree with you in a lot of ways on that. When I went on city council, I deliberately did not take CalPERS because I thought if Social Security was good for everybody else, it certainly was good enough for me. If we could work that into our negotiations, I think that would be a helpful solution to some of our long-term problems. Again, it takes negotiation and cooperation, working with our unions to make that happen.
Well, they have to see, you know, the desperate situation that the country is getting into.
I think they do. A lot of them are seeing that more and more.
I think prior to the time we try to do that, I certainly think that we need to address Social Security and determine exactly what the Social Security is and that money should be there and follow the rules as opposed to all the people who are now drawing Social Security that have never paid into it or have any part of it or let's define what Social Security is before we put a whole bunch more people in it trying to draw retirement out of it.
That's a really good point.
Okay, and we need to take a break at this point. Jean, hey, thanks for the call and for the for your insight on this. And there's going to have to be some changes, and there's going to be some radical changes. So to figure out is what's the best way of doing that and not punishing people who have lived by the rules in the past. And then, you know, if you change the rules on them you're going to have to pay more, you're going to have to do this and this, it has a severe impact on them. Anyway, thanks for the phone call. We'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. Are you concerned about your investments in this volatile market? Don't know who to believe or what investment advisor will tell you the truth about your options? Whether you want lower risk investments or dividend paying stocks, I can help you. But first, I'd like to invite you to join us for Financial Bingo, August 7th at Red Lobster Restaurant. This is a fun evening with great food and prizes and your chance to get to know my firm, the Advice Center. This month, we're adding a question and answer session to answer your investment, tax, or estate planning questions. Join me for a fun and informative evening. To join us for Financial Bingo August 7th at Red Lobster or to schedule a free consultation, call Tom Wood at 244-7526 or go to theadvicecenter.com. That's 244-7526 or 244-PLAN for your investment, insurance, and tax planning needs.
Securities through Royal Alliance. Member FINRA, SIPC. Companies are separate and independent from Royal Alliance.
Every parent knows that slow motion feeling when you just can't get there in time. Like when your daughter thinks she can surf down the slide. At MD Imaging, you can be there for her while we handle matters of, is it broken? And can my cast be purple? Doctors trust MD Imaging because we treat every patient with the best care, even when it's just a sprain. And because we do everything right here, we know the monkey bars are calling. MD Imaging, defining what's next.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Do you hear me? Yeah. Do you hear me?
Oh, I'm just loving
Carl.
That song. I'm just loving
that
song.
Don't give up your day job.
Very appropriate for talk radio, I think.
Yeah, I think
watching
so.
Watching Carl dance is pretty interesting.
Oh, yeah, I've seen you dance, Missy, too. So, I mean, you know, average white girl. Hey, our phone line's here, 530-605-4567. Carl by Trish Clark. Our guest, of course, is Missy MacArthur, Reading City Councilwoman. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Competitive prices, senior and veterans discounts, and locally owned and family operated. Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. When we left, Missy, you were talking about, when we left, Missy, you were talking about a daycare center.
Right.
A proposed daycare center for homeless.
Right. And I was just during the break, I was telling Ms. Clark about the issues that come up. Some people say, well, if we have a day center for the homeless, then all the homeless from all over California will come here. I have then the other side that says we need to do something because we can't just be unchristian-like and kick people off into the street, which is some of the feedback I got about the sit and lie ordinance that I was proposing last week or so.
Sit and lie so, ordinance, which was
to have an ordinance
on the street,
on the sidewalks, because it got shot down.
Oh yeah, I mean, you know what? I can understand that because that one I think has been fought in court before. You know that, you know, letting people, you know, trying to push them off.
Believe it or not, San Francisco has a sit and lie ordinance, which is one of the most left leaning cities. In California, but it's on the books.
Is it successful?
Well,
Is it enforced? Probably not.
It's like the smoking ordinance in Shasta County. I mean, it's there if somebody wants to enforce it. It's just one more tool in the toolbox. That was the whole idea.
No, it's one more law that's unenforceable that you put on.
No, it is enforceable if you care to use it. It's just like if a traffic cop stops you for speeding and notices that you don't have your seatbelt on, well, he doesn't necessarily have to write you up for both things. He could. So it's sort of if you see somebody lying on the sidewalk and...
So it's selective enforcing.
Like the smoking ordinance that we have in Chester County. I mean, people know you can't smoke in public buildings, but...
But if it's selective enforcing, is that fair? I mean, it's always up to
an officer to decide what's fair and what they charge you with.
Play devil's advocate for a minute. So we just go around and we just pass a whole bunch of laws and put them out there, and then we can just reach up, and anytime we see something that's irritating us that day, then we can reach up and enforce that law. How many laws is enough? How many things can we as government try to control?
Well, yeah, I suppose you're right in that regard, but it does give the officer an opportunity. If he sees something that he doesn't like, he can say, hey, you know, you aren't allowed. This is a thoroughfare. It's just like a street. Like, you can't just block a public street. Yeah, you also can't block a public walkway.
But that law is already there, right? Okay, but let's go back to the daycare center, because this is important. There's going to be a meeting on the 19th.
Correct.
Okay.
At City Hall Council Chambers, which is a Monday.
Monday.
And it'll start right after the RABA meeting, our RABA meeting's at 5:15. It'll probably be around 6 o'clock in there.
Okay, so, and the question is, should the City of Reading provide a day center for the homeless? Is that just during the day, or is it at night too?
Well, that would be up to the community to decide that. This does need to be community driven, not government driven. The role of government, in my mind, is to provide infrastructure and safety. And that means, safe water, having a cop, having a fireman, those sorts of things. It doesn't mean
daycare centers for the homeless.
But as soon as Reading,
I don't mind being kind and helping if we can. And if the city can facilitate by having the conversation, which is what we're doing on the 19th, we're starting the conversation.
But the city would not pay for it, would not be in any way at all being held responsible for the first time somebody gets stabbed in it.
That's the question. Well, the city wouldn't be liable. We would make sure of that, but What does the community want? And does the community want this? I know that
bottom line, how would it be funded? I mean, that has to be the big question.
That is why the meeting is occurring, and we will do everything we can to facilitate the conversation. But the council has been pretty clear that they aren't interested in funding.
How did this come forward? I mean, there's been a coalition out there for years and years and years. We closed the Armory many, many years ago as a facility, overnight facility. And we no longer had use for, access to the Armory, and it just kind of went away. And there's always been that we need to establish a homeless shelter here in Shasta County. And we've effectively been able to sidestep that and not do it for many years. Although we provide services. We have a lot of nonprofits out there that do that.
Okay, we got to take a break. But here's the thing is we've got Good News Rescue Mission. We've got, People for Progress. We've got a lot of institutions out there. We have a lot of county institutions that we take care of people. Mental health is maybe not as much as we should, but it's out there. In my opinion, if the city of Reading gets into a center like this, then we are some way are going to be linked to it. And you can, if you want to facilitate saying, okay, who wants it? But my vote is don't spend a dollar on this. If we're having to close down every other Friday of our city government, how can we add something else at this point? We'll be right back.
Born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Hi, this is Jeff Granberry from Reading Electric Utility. REU strives to offer a variety of assistance programs to our eligible customers. Are you aware of the many programs that REU offers to help our lower-income customers? Programs such as REU's Lifeline Rate Discount Program, which helps income-qualified seniors or households with a disabled family member living in the home. Also, REU's new Lifeline Plus Program for extremely low-income customers who qualify for assistance. Or the CARES Program, which provides a one-time emergency financial assistance to help income-qualified REU customers. Another valuable program funded through customer donations is the REU Share Program, or simply helping another receive energy. This program is designed to assist fixed-income seniors pay their energy bills. Please contact REU to see if you or a family member qualifies for any of our assistance programs. For more information, call REU at 339-7200 or visit us at reupower.com. Reading Electric Utility, REU, we're here for you.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Now, this is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Our guest tomorrow will be Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Find out what's going on in the world of the of Washington, D.C. You've got questions for Doug. A lot of stuff going on back there in D.C. A lot of stuff going on right here. We want to finish this up about. Our guest is Missy MacArthur, Reading City Councilwoman, and, of course, Trish Clark is with me. When we left, Missy was talking about putting together, you know, opening the dialogue for having a day center for homeless here. And one of the things you said was that Bruce Ross had written in an editorial saying...
I'm not sure it was Bruce Ross, but there was an editorial this weekend suggesting that there is a cost to government of homelessness, and that is that there is an increased cost for fire. If a homeless camp gets out of hand and there's a fire, which has happened several times, that there's a cost that way. The argument was if you spend money on staff... And they're there. Is it worthwhile to have staff work on the idea of helping with the homeless? Because in fact, there is staff costs associated with the homeless, with fires that get out, the graffiti, the trash pickup, and, you know, the crime element. So there is costs associated. And then that's a logical argument. I understand that argument.
But there are already government money being spent on the homeless issue on a regular basis. When you talk about the county, certainly is in a position where they're providing all kinds of services for the homeless population, right? From the general assistance that they go into before they can qualify for the food stamps and all of the other programs that are out there for that population that is unemployed. The goal should be, however, for us to take them out of that homeless scenario and make them part of the the population that's taking care of themselves. When we just continue, in my mind, to provide for them to be homeless, we're not helping them. We need to develop programs that gets them a job and gets them on their own and taking care of themselves.
The whole thing
that
is,
should be our
the whole thing
emphasis.
Is building our economy, because we know that jobs is a whole answer. That if you can drop our unemployment to 6% and you've got viable jobs here in the city and the county, it solves a lot of that problem.
Making it easy for somebody to start a business would be a start.
Yeah. And permits, the cost of permitting and the fees. I mean, you can't believe how many people come in here and say, you know, I did not do this job. We had somebody on the other day that the city was charging him $150,000 for fees. And then because that's the way they looked at it. And then after he went in and fought, it went down to $50,000. I mean, that's a big difference there. But the daycare center is, yes, something has to be done. Maybe we need the dialogue, Missy. To say,
well, that's
just
the whole idea.
Out.
Let's start the conversation whether or not the city actually does anything about it other than being a facilitator.
Maybe find out there's already things out there that can help these homeless, and let's make the people aware they're there.
How about putting an umbrella over it like we have with the spouse abuse, as we did with One Safe Place? Maybe something to make it easier for people to get to help and to get them through there. But all this starts with conversation.
Yeah, and the David Benda article that talked about the, I don't know if you saw it a few weeks ago, about the, I'm getting cut off.
Yep,
the idea that they're using in Oregon.
Yeah.
That might be an idea.
Okay. Missy, thanks so much for being here with us today and the
thanks
dialogue.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, God, we always love having you here. And Trish, always.
Love Thursdays. See you next Thursday.
Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Radio. I'm Chris Foster. He knows he's going away for life. Ariel Castro is being sentenced today in Cleveland for the kidnapping and repeated rape of three women he kept captive in his house. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper's covering the hearing.
Michelle Knight is now in the courtroom. Ariel Castro appearing to do a double take as he walks back in after a break. No word as to whether she'll speak. Ariel Castro stares at a screen earlier as pictures of Amanda Berry, Gina De Jesus, and Michelle Knight are shown. His house, where the three were beaten, raped, and held prisoner, is described as having windows boarded up, heavy doors with no handles, and makeshift alarms. Officer Barbara Johnson responded to the 911 call made after Amanda Berry escaped and says one victim ran into another officer's arms.
And she just kept repeating, "You saved us. Saved us."
Among the evidence entered into record at Ariel Castro's sentencing, a letter he wrote in 2004 in which he says he's a sexual predator. Chris?
The NSA leaker Edward Snowden can stretch his legs now, allowed to leave an airport hotel in Moscow. He's been granted temporary asylum. Here's Fox News Radio.